This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Members of the City of Eau Claire's Sustainability Advisory Commission discussed the future of data center development in the area at their meeting last week. Managing potential data center development has become a significant focus for communities across the state as local residents express concerns over the potential environmental and energy impacts of the facilities. Some municipalities, like the City of Menominee, have updated their zoning codes to better regulate that kind of development, while others have put temporary moratoriums on approving any of the facilities into effect. At their meeting on Wednesday, Eau Claire's Sustainability Advisory Committee agreed to recommend a one-year moratorium on data center proposals to the full city council. City officials say the moratorium would give them a chance to revisit their zoning codes to add specific protections and regulations for any potential future data center facilities. If the city council approves the recommended moratorium, it would also have the ability to extend that moratorium beyond 1 year. They're hoping new regulations will increase transparency and help to minimize any environmental risks. The National Weather Service has confirmed that an EF0 tornado did touch down in Osseo last week, leaving some minor property damage in its wake. In a statement on Sunday, National Weather Service officials confirmed that the tornado touched down at Merchants Baseball Field. The tornado destroyed a storage garage and damaged some nearby trees, sheds, and a power pole, but nobody was reported injured. They say it was on the ground for about 2 minutes, with winds up to 80 miles per hour, and covered a little less than 1 mile before dissipating. The Eau Claire Fire Department issued another river safety reminder following two rescues on Sunday. According to a press release, crews responded to a jet ski accident near the North Crossing Bridge on the Chippewa River on Sunday afternoon. The driver was not injured but did need help returning to shore. They also responded to reports of several kayaks overturning on the Eau Claire River near the Dewey Street Bridge, with one person taken to a local hospital for evaluation. They're reminding residents to practice proper safety on the water and monitor rapidly changing river conditions. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Manitowoc County Coroner says an elderly man had been dead for more than 6 months when he was found in a home in Two Creeks near his sister, who died just days before being found. Authorities say 82-year-old Kenneth Crawl and his sister Sandra Crawl were found in their home last February after deputies were called for a welfare check. The coroner believes the sister died from heart disease days before she was found. Her brother's manner of death was declared undetermined due to extensive decomposition of his body, but no foul play is suspected. Authorities found utilities to the home had been shut off in December. Neighbors' reports of a prolonged outage and no contact with the Crawls led to the discovery. A new push to expand passenger rail across Wisconsin is getting underway with the conference in Milwaukee this week, highlighting plans to connect cities and boost the economy. The High Speed Rail Alliance and Newland Enterprises are hosting the event Thursday at the Oriental Theater. Leaders from Milwaukee, Racine, and across the state are set to speak about building stronger intercity rail service. A key focus is the MARC Passenger Rail Commission's plan to link Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha along the lakeshore. The project is still in the study phase. Proposed federal budget cuts may impact everything from drinking water to disaster response in Wisconsin, and state leaders are raising concerns. Governor Tony Evers is asking Congress to reject parts of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal. He says the plan could scale back funding for rail projects, housing programs, and emergency response systems. Critics of the proposal warn it could strain local resources, while supporters say it aims to reduce federal costs. The debate comes as Congress works to finalize the budget by October. The Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor got a bit smaller yesterday. Missy Hughes, the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, suspended her campaign and endorsed Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. In a joint press conference with Rodriguez yesterday, Hughes said it was time for a choice to support the candidate for governor who has the best chance of defeating the leading Republican candidate, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany.
It's time to make a choice. And I believe in this moment of looking at my campaign and looking at this race that true leadership means stepping aside and making sure that we coalesce around someone who can win in November.
Hughes said Rodriguez has the right experience and can build the broad coalition Democrats need to win. In addition to Rodriguez, five Democratic candidates remain in the race for governor. When asked during the press conference whether any of them should follow her lead and drop out of the race, Hughes said 100%. The winner of the Democratic primary will likely face Tiffany, who's spent millions on television ads in recent months. The primary is set for August 11th. Dozens are speaking out against dog testing at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. Protesters gathered at Library Mall over the weekend, many holding signs saying, "Save the dogs" and "Free the animals." One demonstrator told 27 News the protest was meant to keep the momentum rolling after Richland Farms sold off all their beagles to animal groups. She mentioned that result came in part from protests increasing pressure on Richland Farms, and they hope the same can be done at UW-Madison. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Giannis to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks trading Giannis and Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to the Miami Heat. ESPN Shams Charania.
This was a 13-month trade saga for Giannis and Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Just to put it plainly, Giannis felt like his time was up with the Bucks a calendar year ago. The Bucks at every turn did everything they could to try to keep him. They fought this right until the end.
In return, the Bucks get four players from the Heat, including Milwaukee native Tyler Hero and Miami's first-round pick tonight in the draft, 13th overall. More on the trade online at civicmedia.us. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The Crew winning last night, 2-1 in 10 innings. Brandon Woodruff pitched a perfect game into the sixth after missing the past 2 months with an injury.
Yeah, I just was really, really happy for him and really happy for our team.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s today. Scattered thunderstorms tonight with a low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.